Actor Chris D'Elia, who played a pedophile on Netflix's You, accused of sexual misconduct with underage girls. By Warner Todd Houston on June 18, 2020. Stand-up comedian and actor Chris D'Elia was hit with several accusations of sexual misconduct and intimidation of underage girls. Several young girls claimed that Chris D'Elia, who most recently appeared in several episodes of the Netflix series You, in which he played a character who sexually harassed underage girls, engaged in inappropriate communications over social media with multiple underage girls starting as far back as 2014, according to multiple reports. One woman, who says she was only 16 in 2014 when she first began communicating with D'Elia, said she is speaking up now because she wants to warn other young girls of his behavior. For the longest time I thought it was embarrassing for me that I was interacting with this older man, but he was the one who DM'd me on Twitter and was the one who was twice my age and was the one that used the power imbalance between us to his advantage, so fuck Chris D'Elia, the accuser alleged. Another tweet by the young woman going by the name at Girl Powered Breeds. I am also definitely not the only underage girl he did this to. Just an FYI. For the longest time I thought this was just a funny story to tell at parties, when I realized what happened isn't normal and that he was and could still be doing this to younger girls, and it's my job to say something. These revelations brought another social media user with the handle at Liv Stadler to relate her own alleged experiences with D'Elia. She claims the actor and comedian asked her to hang out after she messaged him about a show in Toronto. But I was young and dumb and just really wanted to meet a role model of mine, so I agreed to meet him in public, at a bar. 10 minutes before our meeting time, he switched the location to his hotel bar. I sighed, knowing where this was going. But went anyway, I wanted to meet him. At Liv Stadler tweeted. The woman added that when she went to the hotel, D'Elia tried to get her to accompany him to his hotel room. But when she said she would rather meet him in the hotel bar, he stopped responding. Another woman, who said she was 19 at the time, said that D'Elia tried to get her to send him nude photos. His energy that night was very dark and creepy. I remember he even got mad at me for ringing the doorbell wrong. So our first face-to-face interaction was him scolding me. After a few minutes of talking, I told him I was a virgin. His eyes lit up, and he excitedly asked, "So if we had sex, it would probably hurt you, right?" Then I got immediately creeped TF out and scared he was going to hurt me, she wrote. In another case, Emma Arnold, a female stand-up comic, said that she had been warned by others that D'Elia was a predator. Those above are only a few of the women and fellow comedians who have joined the avalanche of accusations that D'Elia has acted inappropriately with younger and underage women. For his part, Chris D'Elia has denied the sexual harassment allegations. I know I have said and done things that might have offended people during my career, but I have never knowingly pursued any underage women at any point, he said in a statement. All of my relationships have been both legal and consensual, and I have never met or exchanged any inappropriate photos with the people who have tweeted about me. That being said, I really am truly sorry. I was a dumb guy who absolutely let myself get caught up in my lifestyle. That's my fault. I own it. I've been reflecting on this for some time now, and I promise I will continue to do better, the statement said. D'Elia, the son of TV producer and director Bill D'Elia, has appeared in TV series since the late 1990s, including Chicago Hope, Boston Legal, Glory Days, The Good Doctor, and others. He also starred in the NBC sitcom series Undateable, which lasted 3 seasons, airing from 2014 to 2016. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.